Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
This is the lesson of sleepy boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know! He needs RB Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you and yours. This just in, it's cold outside this morning. You got something to do this morning, go bundle up, because it is chilly. It feels like November should, finally, because the last couple weeks of October were unusually warm. It's going to be 53, cloudy and windy today, and then tomorrow looks like it could be a mess. We're talking about rain and 64 for most of the day tomorrow. Football scores from last night. It was Penn over Lake Central 35-7. Snyder beat Elkhart 14-7. Carroll beat Northrop 48-18. And Warsaw sectional, sectional 11. Warsaw beat Goshen 52-7. And Concord pulled away from Fort Wayne North late 38-21. That was a 27-21 game with about 7 minutes to go. Fort Wayne North figured out their offense started to make a push. Concord repelled them, and they were winners. We'll tell you what that means for Warsaw and Concord here in just a second. Lafayette Jeff beat South Bend Adams 62-7. Kokomo beat McCutcheon 28-21. Mishawaka beat Plymouth 41-14. Northwood beat St. Joe in overtime 20-13. It was Dwenger over Wayne 25-6. East Noble beat Leo 21-0. In 3A, Mishawaka Marion beat Jimtown 34-26. And Garrett beat Tippecanoe Valley 42-13, while West Noble beat Fairfield 56-22. West Lafayette beat Northwestern 42-14, and Maconaqua beat Twin Lakes 43-14. Bremen beat Rensselaer 38-7. Adams Central beat Cherubusco 35-8. It was Eastern over Rochester 28-24. North Judson beat Culver 58-0. LaVille beat North Newton 49-0. Triton beat Southern Wells 61-6. And in the championship game Friday night, they will get North Miami, who beat Fremont 35-7. Remember, those two teams played the final week of the regular season in that controversial time when Triton had lost their football coach. Their athletic director, Rod Yunus, stepped in. He'd been the football coach, became the interim coach, and Triton had the lead in the second half of that game, and North Miami came back and beat them. The rematch will be for a sectional championship next Friday. So what do the matchups look like? Well, the one that we care about the most is Warsaw Concord, and that will be at Concord. So remember back in week four, we get to do that all over again. Warsaw and Concord for a sectional championship in Dunlap at Jake Field next Friday, 7 o'clock. Be watching for Warsaw-Tigers.com for ticket and game information. When we come back, we'll talk with Bart Curtis about the football game last night. A very good victory for the Tigers, 52-7. They beat Goshen for the second time this year. We'll play a couple highlights and talk to him next on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist. You see me at church. You see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you to win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call is always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today. Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey, Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
False start. Pass interference. Offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes. Rust stains. Dry skin.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit Rab Water.
RavWater.com to fix your water.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
We'll pitch it to the right. Quentin Brock got a great kick-out block. 35-30 up the middle of the field. Cuts back. 25-20. 15-10-5. Dives the goal line. And he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. A 43-yard run for Quentin Brock. And it's 20-0 Warsaw. And they give it to Fitzpatrick. And he's got the first down. Bounces off one. Bounces off two. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown. He absolutely refused to go down. And he left 3 Red Hawks in his wake. 2 of them have yet to get up. And Warsaw leads 37-0.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Coach is taking in some breakfast. The diner once again has supplied us with biscuits and gravy and Bart's favorite ham and some hash browns. And so he is eating while he's talking. Before we go any farther, because I know I've been hitting the head a lot, I will forget. I know that you want to thank Flexost and Dental Solutions for making tickets available for the students. 200 students went to the game last night.
Absolutely.
Because of them. So.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how many communities would have people respond and reach out and say, hey, we want, because first of all, back up just a step. For IHSA tournament events, student passes, season tickets, reserve seating, all that stuff goes away. So no student passes were allowed. So Dental Solutions of Warsaw and Flexos of Warsaw both made it possible for 200 kids to attend last night's game. Sponsored the ticket costs for both 100 sets of tickets. So, yeah, big shout-out to them, and that's really nice.
And those were vocal. The students came. They were cold, and so they were ready to cheer, and they had lots to cheer about.
There was some things to cheer about. You know, we'll go through that here a little bit. It was quite an evening. Evenings like that go by. The first half seemed to take forever, and the second half flew, is what it... Now, the running clock had a little bit to do with that, but, you know, it was a positive evening as far as I've gotten the trainer official report, but I'm pretty sure we're in good shape.
Okay.
As far as health-wise.
Good.
Coming out of last night.
From the start of the game, they won the toss. They took the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
They've got third and short. It looks like Carter Diaz is going to run for a first down. Your guys stop him. Two guys stand him up, and a third guy comes in there and rips the ball loose.
Ball out.
And Hunter Dippin ends up with it. Can you talk about Hunter and how far he's come
from
the beginning of the season?
I actually gave him 2 compliments this morning, which are the first 2 of the year. we're constantly talking about pad level, you know, and playing low. And laying out when you've got an opportunity to make a play. Saw that twice out of him last night. First one I saw with my own eyes on the field. Second one I caught this morning during film. And he's just improved week after week after week. And, you know, he's a big, tall kid. And he's working hard on his knee bend and ankle flexion to get to the point where he can play with a flat back and with low pad level. Because it's important. Because if you pop up against good people, they are going to drive you and move you and shield you from the person carrying the football.
You get the ball, immediately cash it in. And the way, the formula for defeating someone who has upset on their minds and nothing to lose is to take away their spirit at the beginning of the game. And your kids did everything right to do that.
We did. We did. There were a couple things that didn't go the way we had drawn up. But I think for the most part, Roger, they came out. We came out and operated in a fairly businesslike fashion, which I think is important, regardless of who your competition is, whether they're 9-0 or whether they're 0-9 or whether they're 5-4. You need to operate in a businesslike fashion, not get caught up in the emotions, and play to either of their squad's level.
Offensive line gets a lot of credit for last night. They blocked really well, opened up some big holes, ran for 335 yards on 38 carries, which is almost 9 yards a carry. And that's really, really good when you can do that. You guys controlled the line of scrimmage really on both sides of the ball.
We did. There were some big chunks. And I told the kids before the game and even after the game, you're the better team. You have better players than they have. Okay, that's a fact. Doesn't mean you're going to come out on top. You still have to execute, play our level of football. And I think we did that. Goshen is young. They're not highly skilled at this point as far as on their lines, their O&D line, yet. Coach Oklinski is doing a good job, and I know he's going to work at it and get more kids out and work them in the weight room and get them bigger and stronger. But last night wasn't the case. I think sometimes games are won in June, July, August, September, and even December to May when you come in and you lift all those weights and you do all those buddy carries and stairwells and all those things that drain you. But build you. And I think sometimes contests like that are won or lost then. I think last night we were the physical superior team. A lot of that, I take no credit for that. That's A, DNA, okay, genetics, so you got to thank the parents. B, our guys in the weight room do an incredible job, okay? Drew Childers, Brady Jones. C, the want to by the kids. You can have all the things out there for them. You can have a beautiful weight room, which we have. You can have highly skilled strength and conditioning coaches, which we have. But it's still got to be the kids getting there at 6:30 in the morning. It's still got to be the parents investing and not forcing their kids, but making sure that they're there and investing in that and not, you know, down talk. So I think the physical part of this is important. The other thing I think has been really neat. This is a group that is highly connected, always together, in school, out of school, BW3s, wings, etc., whatever. And I truly believe that they are close and they love each other. And, you know, that's an easy thing to say. Oh, you know, love each other. But I truly believe our kids have a bond amongst themselves.
Drew Sullivan was back in the lineup last night. He only carried the ball a couple times, but he looked good in carrying the football. How do you feel like he ran the offense after missing over a month?
I think an A-plus for not playing for five weeks. Now, obviously, he's taken some practice. Maybe not an A-plus. He would not agree with that, and he's his biggest own critic. An A-minus. Because he hasn't taken a live snap since the third quarter or early in the fourth quarter of Game 5. So here we are, Game 10. You throw in a bye week. That's 6 weeks without playing in an athletic contest. So I would think that even somebody like Troy Aikman, if he didn't play in a contest and then right back in without preseason games or anything like that, would need to get his feet back under him.
I would I've been bragging on him all season because I'm so impressed. Quentin Brock goes back to being a halfback last night, and he didn't miss a beat at that position either.
Never does.
He got a possession at quarterback. He was in there at halfback. He was everywhere last night, and he excelled at all of it.
No, yeah, absolutely. There's other than the line, there isn't a position other than defensive line or offensive line that Quentin Brock couldn't play.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, he could play linebacker, he could play safety, he could play corner. He's obviously proven he can play quarterback, halfback. We haven't put him back behind a quarterback yet at fullback, but he could easily be a split end as well. So, athletically, gifted, but has honed his skills and his toughness and his competitive edge in all those areas to be able to move around and help us where needed. And, you know, we are a much more efficient offense with both those young men on the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Rather than one or the other. And that and last night was an example of how do we get both those young men you just mentioned onto the field at the same time.
And the other guy I really wanted you to brag on today is Daylon Fitzpatrick. What a super game he had last night.
What did he end up with?
He ended up with...
Was he our leading rusher?
I think so.
By the way, this ham steak. If you haven't been to the diner for their breakfast ham steak, you are not... You haven't lived yet.
14 carries, 89 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had runs of 16 and 15. And that second touchdown that we played the highlight for, that's what guys like Juan Jaramillo used to do, where he would run through guys, run over guys, and they would try to tackle him, and they just couldn't get him to the ground. This guy's 155 pounds and 5'8", and he does that what he did last night to Goshen.
He does. He ran with great violence, demeanor, great low pad level. And, you know, obviously we've talked about the fullback position prior. It's such a luxury to have what we have at that position. Okay? You look at the four kids now that Michael Schenck is back in the rotation as well. You look at the four kids we have. Brody Duncan has certain skills and speed. Robbie Hofford has certain skills and speed and pad level. Daylon, who you just mentioned, has a different set of skills, okay? He's not necessarily going to bend or shake or wiggle his way through anything, but he's going to run hard and encourage contact with someone. And then Michael Schenck is a whole different deal. You know, he's longer, leaner, good forward lean with sprinter speed. So it's really kind of fallen into place and a luxury to have it at this point in the season. I know Robbie Hoffer heel is bothering him a little bit, causing him some discomfort. I know he had that issue in track, and so we're trying to nurse through that. So he didn't get the carries that he would have last night. And, you know, I talked to him throughout the game, and, hey, you ready to go? Yeah, coach, it's really hurting. So we backed him off a little bit with the heel.
That's impressive for him to be that honest.
Yeah.
In that kind of game where he would easily have gotten 6 or 7 carries.
The plan going in was all four kids getting the football a multitude of different times throughout the course of the game.
Tell me the story about Fisher Whitaker, your backup kicker.
Freshman, soccer player. He's been coming out with our he had kind of a unique deal where he would play freshman soccer, come out the first 20 minutes and kick with Mason, and then Thursday nights would kick for our freshmen. He'd kick off, he'd punt, he'd do whatever. And since soccer ended, he has been having the opportunity to be with us full time. And Mason, he have done a, you know, the work together along with a couple others. And it was kind of a spur of the moment thing.
Okay.
Obviously, Mason had made seven PATs already, or eight. Seven and a field goal.
Yep.
And thought, you know what? Throw this kid in the fire. I think sometimes your best moments come when you least expect it. He had no clue that was going to happen. It was not planned. Daylor Fitzpatrick did not know. Not the Fitzpatrick. Daylor Villema did not know that I'd switch kickers.
Oh, is that right?
He was down, and he's counting his people. Said the ball was on the tee, and he's waiting and waiting because the timing's a little different. His steps are a little different, I guess. And, Fisher stepped up and drilled it.
He did. And it's 51-7, and your bench was totally in tune to what was going on. And one of the loudest cheers of the night was for that kid making that extra point. That talks a lot about the quality of your kids.
Well, excuse me. Got a little ham stuck in my...
Sorry, I should ask a longer question.
No, it's okay. I shouldn't be eating and talking. That's one of the characteristics of this group. They're fun to coach. They're fun to be around. Most of the time, they know when it's time to have a good time and time to be a little more serious. Most of the time, they know that. You know, and it's very difficult, I'm sure, to work for 2 weeks and play a half and then stand there. You know, you work up a sweat, and now you're standing there in the cold, and you're virtually doing what those guys do every Friday night that are now out there. And it's a constant reminder that these are the guys that hold the shields for you.
Mm-hmm.
These are the guys that run scout offense against you and get tackled every day by you. You better respect that, and here's your opportunity to show your respect and appreciation. So they do a good job of that.
Yeah, your scouties did a good job this season overall, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It's gotten better and better.
Well, going back to week five, your kids walked off the field at Jake Field hoping you get another shot at these Concord Minutemen, and here they are next Friday right back at that same spot.
Well, going back there, Dunlap, Jake Field, Concord High School, 7 o'clock kickoff, be there.
Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is, and it'll be a great week, and our kids will be zeroed in. Enjoy last night for 24 hours, rest on Sunday, come back Monday ready to go to work, and we will have a very similar normal week of preparation. And I think it's two teams that know each other well. As I mentioned on this show many times, they understand what it is that Warsaw and Mishawaka are trying to do. Okay, they understand that. He can tell you when your left tackle didn't do his job. Okay, they are that in tune to it. Vice versa is we feel like we have a pretty good idea what they want to do, offensively and defensively. So it's going to come down to 48 minutes of great football, and somebody's going to walk out there holding a trophy, and somebody's going to be shedding tears and turning their gear in Monday.
Well, we hope the Tigers are holding that trophy.
Bad plan, but that's the plan.
Well, you're the only one who can do anything about it, right?
Well, I cannot.
The rest of us are all sitting over here hoping.
Yeah, come kickoff, it's out of my hands.
Mark Curtis, head coach of the Warsaw Tigers. Again, Warsaw Concord on Friday. That'll be at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game starting at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. And Coach Curtis is eating because the diner, once again, fed the people who come on this program. And we're so grateful for their help and participation in that. When we come back, the Tiger Sports Diary. And then we're going to talk with Chandra Hepler of volleyball and Ryan Berger of the boys soccer team. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
You have a guy you trust when it comes to heating, air conditioning, and plumbing? I have my guy. His name is Mike. And the thing is, Mike is backed by over 90 other employees at Flotek Plumbing and Heating. They are headquartered right here in northern Indiana, serving our entire listening area. Big enough to help you out wherever you live, and small enough that you too will have a guy like Mike to earn your trust. So go with Flo, Flotek Plumbing and Heating, now partnering with Elliott's Heating and Cooling, and restore your peace of mind. Enhance your comfort with personalized plumbing, heating, and cooling solutions.
When you need new furniture, head to Brower's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Brower's huge showroom features beautiful sofas, love seats, sectionals, and recliners that will bring a whole new level of comfort and style to your home. Not sleeping well? Check out the full line of premium mattresses at Brower's and add an adjustable base for the ultimate great night's sleep. Hurry in today to 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw. Brower's Furniture and Flooring. It's the name to know and the place to go.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
Hi, this is Alan Oldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Oldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls cross country. The girls ran at the regional finals at Huntington last Saturday. They finished fourth out of 25 teams. That earned them a spot at the state finals meet today. It's their fifth consecutive state finals appearance and their sixth in the last 7 years. Junior Sammy Estrelli led the team with a personal best of 18:49. She was ninth overall. Senior Ella LaPlut followed at 27th, 19:27. Junior Eden Metz was 40th at 20:06. Bryce Ehrman, a senior, 75th at 21:06. And junior Hannah Fisher was 78th at 21:09. Annie Parker, a senior at 21:36, also ran for the Tigers. And sophomore Stephanie Malagon Juarez ran in a time of 21:39. The boys wore their pink singlets for Breast Cancer Awareness Month last Saturday, finished second in the regional at Huntington North to Homestead. The Tiger boys tied a school record with their fifth consecutive state finals meet appearance. The last time it happened, you had to go back to 1957 to 1961 when they ran 2 miles for cross country. Junior Jackson Gackenheimer made history. He won the super regional with an individual time of 15:39, he's only the third Tiger to win at the regional level individually. Senior Tyler Minlaw was 18th at 16:20. Senior Alex Schrock was 22nd, 16:27. By the way, that's his fastest time ever by 22 seconds. Good job by Alex. Senior Noah McPhail, 43rd at 16:57. Senior Clark Meridew was 49th at 17:13. Senior Matthias Nabia, 71st at 17:33. Junior Sam Ullabaugh, 88th at 17:47. So the cross country teams are running today in Terre Haute at the Laverne Gibson Championship cross country course in Terre Haute. Girls race is at noon, followed by their awards ceremony. The boys run at 2:30, followed by their ceremony. And you can watch that at IHSAA TV.org. By the way, there is a charge for that. It is $15 to watch that event. The volleyball team competed in the regional last Saturday. Heck of a match. 2.5 hours, went 5 sets. Warsaw loses 3-2. It was also very difficult conditions for both teams to compete in because the air conditioning wasn't working in the building on Saturday night, so it got very hot in there. Crown Point wins 3-2. 25-16. 21-25. 20-25, 25-22, 12-15. Maggie Holland, 21 kills. CeCe Good, 13. Allison Chapman, 8. Krista Locke with 8. Avery Heppner had 27 assists. Madison Branham, 22. CeCe Good had 4 aces. Ellie Hepler had 37 digs, and Branham had 17. And that's it. As we wind up the fall sports season, that brings us to the current. Of course, we have the cross-country state finals going on today. The girls' basketball team opens up their season with a scrimmage in the Tiger Den. That will start at 10:30. That's against Belmont. And then on Wednesday, the girls open up their regular season at Fort Wayne Northside. And that is a 5:30 JV start with the varsity game starting somewhere around 7. Our coverage begins at 6:40 on News Now Warsaw. Next Friday, the football team will take on Concord at Concord for a sectional championship in 5A. We'll have coverage starting at 6:10 with a kickoff at 7 on News Now Warsaw. Be looking at warsaw-tigers.com for a story with ticket information. You will want to get your tickets in advance for that. The boys basketball team will be playing in the Hall of Fame Classic at Newcastle. Tickets are now on sale. That is December 28th at Newcastle High School. Warsaw will play Fishers in the first game, and then either Jeffersonville or Greenfield in the night session. Get your tickets now. The athletic department bought 1,500 tickets, so you don't have to go through the Hall of Fame. So get your tickets through the athletic department. Right now they're $10, and the way to get them is to get them during school hours from 8 to 3, or you can get them at any home girls or boys basketball game. Okay, on December 22nd, that price goes up to $15. So again, Hall of Fame tickets are available. The athletic department has them. Do not go through the Hall of Fame to get them. Also, reserve seating for Tiger basketball home games is now on sale to the general public. Do not hesitate to call the athletic department 574-371-5091 or stop by in person during school hours if you need help. Remember, there is a link. We have a story on this also at warsaw-tigers.com to help you buy your tickets. And they're having a call-out meeting on Wednesday for anybody interested in playing softball. This is an informational meeting, and there will be donuts, Coach Kaiser says. So they want you to sign out to Coach Kaiser's Corps in room C231 on Wednesday, November the 6th. When we come back, we start talking to coaches. We're going to talk with Coach Hepler about volleyball, Ryan Berger about boys soccer, next on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold Stompler Furniture. I grew up playing sports. I pushed myself hard in practice and loved to compete. Now that I'm older, my mind says I can still do these things. My body, though, it tells me a different story. Over time, I've learned how important it is to have a quality mattress. If you're like me and want to stay active, stop into Reinhold's and check out our great selection from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster. So while you may not feel entirely like a kid again, you can continue acting like one. Reinhold Stompler Furniture, your friends in the mattress business.
Welcome to the spa, Mrs. Williamson. Ready for your manicure?
And your beauty treatment?
And your massage?
Mommy, wake up!
Honey, did you get my shirts from the dry cleaners?
Oh, I knew I was dreaming.
Escape to the spa every day in your own bathroom with an elegant glass shower and tub enclosure designed by the specialists at Glass Doctor. All for less than you might think. Visit glassdoctor.com today to receive a free copy of our design and installation guide.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger football.
Booyah!
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. This is the time of year when many of us wave goodbye to our children heading off to college. But did you know there are steps your attorney can take to make sure you're there to help your child, even long distance? Whether you're at that stage or not, at Rock Hill Pennig, we can help you prepare for your future with wills, trusts, and other estate planning tools. And if you're a grandparent getting ready to take care of the next generation of your family, it's vital you have advice from good estate planning attorneys. Call Rock Hill Pennig at 267-6116 for an appointment to discuss your legal needs. Rock Hill Pennig, lawyers you can count on.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with Chandra Hepler of volleyball. I remember talking to you in this office back even before the first serve of the first match of the season, and you were really curious yourself what this season was going to be because you had so many unproven, untested, brand-new freshmen all wrapped up into this team, and you'd replaced so many good players over the last 2 years from graduation, how it was going to go. And it turned out it was a great season.
It was probably one of the best seasons we've had in the last 5 years. You know, and every year, I try not to have expectations, because when I do, then sometimes I'm disappointed, you know. And this year, I really didn't know what to expect, starting two freshmen. And not only did those freshmen prove themselves, but our leaders had proven themselves to be great leaders, and were able to usher them along on the court. And it was just a great year for us, you know. And every year, the more success that you have, I feel like there's more expectation and more of a target on your back. And so you never really know how the girls are going to handle and respond to that. And our girls were phenomenal.
One of the challenges when you have so much turnover in your roster from one year to the next, and the key people that you're going to be implementing changes is acceptance from the older girls. It was pretty clear your older girls were all in on these younger kids.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that started from summer workouts. You know, I think when they see these girls who show up every day and are working just as hard as they are, and they are contributors and they are ballers, even mindset-wise, they earn that respect. And so I think what we saw this year was a lot of servant leadership from our older girls, and just great examples that they have learned from older, you know, more mature captains, leaders from years before, like in Avery Hales, you know, what leadership really looks like. And so I think they were able to embrace those younger girls, and the respect went both ways, you know, and so they were able to usher them. And our older girls in our position, where they also were in that position when they were freshmen. You know, you've got Ellie Hepler, who also was in that position, and so she really feels like it's her job to walk alongside them and tell them, hey, I was in this, you know, in the same boat, and it's okay, we've got you, you know, just trust us, and we'll be right there with you the whole way. And that's what the season looked like.
And you went into those first few matches against people like McCutchen and Hamilton Southeastern with that new untested line, with no experience at all. Now looking back on that, how much do you think those hard matches against the Carrolls and the Homesteads early in the year that helped you at the end?
I think a lot, actually. And, you know, sometimes I think it's better when you have fresh faces who come in naive to that, not knowing how great those teams are. And so they just play, you know, whereas our girls already have that mindset of, oh, this is HSC. They've won state the last 2 years, and boy, they've been undefeated for how many seasons. And so I think those younger girls came in and they were able to feel that pressure early on, as well as our older girls. But I would like to see that throughout our entire season. I think we, you know, because our preseason before conference, we start out with some big heavy hitters. I would like to even revamp our schedule so that we're pushing back some of those big games and playing them later in the year to help even more get ready for the postseason.
Once again, the conference was yours. It was yours for the taking, and your girls did not blink.
Yeah, you know, and that's a goal for them. I mean, our junior class hasn't lost a conference match in the last 3 years, and that's their goal. They don't want to lose. They're driven, and that's their goal. And, you know, the girls this year were really working on being consistent. And, you know, it didn't matter who our opponent was on the other side, whether it was conference or non-conference, that they wanted to go out there and be consistent and play 1% better than they did the day before.
I think one of the interesting things, one of the fun things about your program where it's at right now, is there are a lot of teams you play that treat you like a storm. They just want to hide under the shelter until you're over, because they know they're going to take their licks. That's got to make you feel really good.
You know, I'm very proud of the way that our program has grown over the last 5 years, and the fact that we now became, instead of, you know, we actually now are the hunted. You know, we have a big target on our back, and I'm just very proud of the girls the last 5 years and how they've trusted the process and how they've really bought into, you know, our culture and what it is that we want for Warsaw Volleyball. And I think that just speaks volumes to the kind of players and parents and support we've had from the community and our athletic department, our principal, our superintendent, you know, that everybody has. We've gotten the right people on the bus, and I feel like we're in a good spot there. You know, to be able to maintain, but then how do you even grow that even more? And I look to our youth. You know, we've started a youth league here at the high school for our elementary kids, and then even our middle school kids that are coming in. We just keep getting stronger and stronger. I mean, those kids are touching a ball, you know, almost year-round now, and they're starting earlier and getting their hands on a ball and getting the experience and the confidence that they need. So we really do just reload every year.
I talked to a couple parents whose girls started in your program, aren't in the program anymore, and they got college scholarships, right? They're playing college volleyball. Can you explain to us how difficult it is to make your roster right now?
It is. It's difficult. I mean, this year we had, you know, probably almost 60 girls that tried out for our program. We usually like to keep about 36 in the program, so we just continue to grow. And that is nationwide. Volleyball has become just such a fun sport to watch, and there's been a lot of national attention to it, so the younger girls get to see older role models and girls that they want to be like. And, you know, and even with our high school girls, I mean, we try to get them out in the community, do a lot of community service. We put them out on billboards. I try to get their faces out there, camps that these players, you know, the younger players come to. So my girls are very visible and very hands-on with them, so they can be good role models. But it is hard, you know, at a 4A where we're growing, you know, and we have to cut girls. And it's a blessing and a curse, actually. You know, for me as a coach, I'm able to, you know, there's not very many differences between some players. And so that's when you really have to evaluate and look at, you know, the quality of person that you're getting academically off the court. I mean, what is it they contribute? Are they a culture kid? You know, how are their parents? Are their parents great to work with? Or, you know, are they good sports parents? I mean, all of those things are a factor when we look at that. And so it is a blessing in that factor, but I hate cutting kids. You know, it's, that's the worst part of the job. And, but it is a blessing and a curse.
You had the blessing of having essentially two setters this year. Can you talk about how much that benefits you as a volleyball coach to have not just one player, but two players that you can really trust to set other people up for big kills?
And we actually had more than that. We just utilized two. Krista Locke also can set. So we really did, this year running a 6-2, it was nice because we had a lot of different options for our offense. And Madison Branham, being a freshman, had never set before. And so when you see her hands as a setter, I mean, she's got beautiful hands. And so had a conversation with her early on about what she wants after high school and what her goals are and how I can help her get there. And I think she's best aligned, you know, to be a setter in that position. And then Avery Hepner brings in that experience that we needed. You know, last year, she gained a lot of experience on the court as a sophomore and running a 6-2 and being able to lead the offense. She had a great club season, so she was able to come in and be a leader and be a quarterback for us. And I think that really helped Madison Branham as well, never having set, to be able to look to Avery and see what it was that needed to be done.
Take us around the rest of your roster, including your seniors.
Yeah, so I had five seniors this year, which I think the most I've had is six. That was my first year. So it is kind of a larger class. So we've got Krista Locke. So Krista is going on to play collegiately at a D2 school at Lander University. She's a right side for us. I coached her older sister, Kennedy Locke, and she'll be graduating early. So I feel like we're kind of launching her into the real world here in December. And by all means, she's ready. But, you know, she has grown so much over the last 4 years and just really blossomed into a player that I trust on the court, who's a leader, who really just stepped up for us in times of pressure and when she was needed. Just super proud of her this season. So, and then we have Allison Chapman in the middle. Allison has been a staple for us this year. Last year she was really learning court time, you know, maturing out there on the court, and this year she was kind of a beast out there for us and stepped into where Leah Henderson last year had left that void, and Allison really stepped up and owned that spot. Maggie Holland, you know, she is a C-ball, hit-ball kind of hitter, and she is going to create a huge hole for us graduating this year. She is near and dear to my heart. I have coached her since she was 10, 11 years old. She was on my daughter's first club team that I coached, and I've had the privilege of being with her and coaching her for a while. So we have a pretty special relationship, you know, when it comes to the coach and athlete. That respect factor is that's there. And, you know, I tell everybody needs a little Maggie in their life. You know, she's one of those kids. I get to be so serious out there on the court, and Maggie's the one that she just needs you to stick your tongue out at her. You know, I mean, she plays better when she's relaxed and having fun. And so my coaches, I let them, you know, take on that responsibility. And but for Maggie, I mean, she led the state in kills. She was one of, you know, the top nine hitters in the state. And she's going on to Tiffin University, which is a D2 school as well. And I just feel like she's going to have an exceptional career there. But we will miss her, definitely. I mean, just her presence, you know, on the court and off the court. She's just a really special girl, and she'll be hard to replace. And then I have Layla Knepp. Layla is also in middle, and Layla got playing time in the middle, and she's just so athletic. And she's a kid who really has the desire, and her desire sometimes outweighs, you know, some of that. I mean, she just really, she's a baller. She's a multi-sport athlete who just stands out in everything that she does. Super smart, you know, GPA on and off the court. And she was able to help lead this year as well, and filled in some key moments for us this year. I mean, she played all the fifth set against Crown Point, and helped us in that way. And just as a fun kid to coach. I also have Eva Everest. So Eva was our serving specialist last year and part of this year. And then senior night, she's also a setter. So in practice, she ran the other side of the court for us as a setter. So just a very selfless, mature kid who I just really appreciate having in the program. She's been very fun to be around. She just, you know, always has a smile on her face, never in a bad mood. She's just always rooting and encouraging her teammates, and just accepted whatever role that we put her in, and with joy on her face. So that's the seniors. So that's all five of our seniors. And then our junior class, so libero Ellie Hepler. This is Ellie's third year as being a starter, and recently just committed to go on to play at Indiana University when she graduates. And being my daughter, you know, she's fun to coach. I mean, this year I definitely have seen a separation between her wanting me to coach her and needing her to coach her. You know, she's really come into her own, and she's been voted our team captain the last 3 years, and has just really embraced that and stepped up to the plate to help lead those younger girls. And, you know, my favorite thing about Ellie is she's so humble, but she's also, I call her my little chihuahua out there. Like, she's just such an encourager. My favorite thing to watch about her on the court is how she celebrates her teammates. You know, I mean, she'll see her, Maggie Holland will pick her up and twirl her around during the middle of a play. You know, I mean, Ellie's right in their face, pushing them. I think that probably wears her out more than anything, is just how much she celebrates her teammates. And that's so fun for me as a coach and a mom to watch. We have a big junior class. So Lexi Wittenberger was our serving specialist this year, and we have a lot of DSs, so I just didn't know who was going to step into that role. But Lexi served as a weapon, so she did a really good job for us under pressure coming in, and utilizing that to get us several service points and the momentum that we needed at key times. Cece Good is also a huge presence for us. She filled a very key role with Milena Hoblitzel graduating last year. You know, we lost one of our big hitters, and I feel like Cece and Maggie both stepped into that role. I mean, they are not finesse kids. They are hard hitters, big approaches. And for Cece, I think the biggest area of improvement for her this year was her passing. I mean, she really became a complete six rotation player, and I could not be more proud of her for that. She led us in aces this year. I mean, her serve was critical. Just a lot of power that comes out of that little body, you know. Yeah. So athletic, and just always has a smile on her face. I mean, I don't ever think I've seen her in a bad mood. And so as a coach, that's so fun for me to coach, you know, and it's infectious. And we have a lot of girls that are like that this season. And I'm just looking forward to her future next year as a senior, and just her in that leadership role, and just taking things upon herself, you know, to elevate to the next level. And then we have Hillary Rainier. And Hillary is just she is your culture kid. She is the epitome of the culture kid. Just whatever we ask, that's Hillary. You know, she shows up before practice, she's the last to leave. She always is, thank you, coach. Always has a smile on her face. You know, stands up for what's right. Says when something's wrong. Just somebody that you always want to be a staple in your program. We've got Olivia Sutton. And Olivia is also a DS, a defensive specialist, who came in and played in the backcourt sometimes for either Maggie or CC to give them a break. And Olivia did a great job. She's a kid that just performs under pressure. She's not easily rattled. She's a good communicator, and so she's fun to play with as a teammate out there because you know exactly what you're going to get. So, and then another DS is Grace Bowers, and Grace is just all over the place. I mean, she sacrifices her body for the ball and comes up with some key moments and key plays, and just love watching her play, and I'm excited for her future. She's I think she'll have a really good club season and coming into next year again. As far as more juniors, then we've got Emma Stanley. So Emma was a right side prior to this year, and then we really needed to utilize her as an outside hitter. And in practice, you know, she's the outside hitter on the other side of the court that's really sharpening our starters. And she's done a really great job of owning her role and being supportive and encouraging to her teammates. And I know that's, you know, for a lot of these girls with 17 on the roster, that's tough. You know, I mean, I'm only playing 7 to 8 maybe as the season, you know, we get down to the wire. And early on, you know, I feel like we do a good job of trying to get everybody in and giving everybody opportunities. And then as the season progresses, we fine tune. So their role shifts, and all of these girls, we communicate to them, you know, in regards to what that looks like. And, that's why I say they're just selfless. These girls have just, especially this junior class, I mean, they're our culture kids, you know, who have been a part of the program and who have really bought into what it looks like to be a selfless leader and an encourager and to be a good teammate and a role model. And so I'm just super proud of those girls and the way that they owned their roles this year. So, and then our sophomores, we have Maddie Williamson. Maddie's our lefty. She was a kid that swung for us on JV and varsity this year, who has a lot of potential. You know, it's hard to play against a lefty because you don't have a lot of them, if any, on your roster ever to even practice against, you know, let alone play against. So she is a weapon and a threat all on her own, and she's fun to coach. So I look forward to her off season and seeing what that brings as well. And then we also had Claire Kinsel, who was on our sectional roster. Claire is a middle who's a sophomore, and she'll get significant playing time for us last year with some of our seniors and in the middle leaving, and I look forward to her as well. She practiced with us every day, even though she wasn't on our regular season roster, so she'll get some valuable playing time next year as well. And then our freshmen, we had Madison Branham. Obviously, Madison, we ran the 6-2 with, meaning she set half the time and then hit half the other time. And just, I mean, a kid who's just so even keel, you know, just never, I mean, she gets excited and encourages, but you never see her rattled. You know, she's easy to coach. She's a fun kid, great personality. You know, sometimes you think those freshmen are going to be scared to death, and not the case, you know, with her. So, and once they open up, it's fun to watch them blossom. So she's had a great year for us. I mean, I already know her name's out there. You know, she's being talked about in Northern Indiana as a freshman, and oh, we've got her for the next 3 years, and which makes that really fun for me as a coach. And then we had Reagan Edwards. Reagan is the tallest on our team. She's about 6'1" with shoes on. And that height, definitely, I call them the twin towers between Branham and Edwards. You know, it was great to have that height come in this year. She had never been a middle. She'd always been a right side. And so I actually had gone down to the middle school and talked to her at practice last year and said, hey, would you consider being a middle? And, you know, you're always met with a little bit of resistance, you know, and I could tell by the look in her eye, it was like, oh, I don't really know if I want to do that. But if that's where my opportunity is, you know, and she not only embraced it, she rocked it. I mean, she's just a blocking machine up there. Yeah. So, which is a lot of fun. When she smiles, that's a kid that's like, yes, we have arrived, when she's smiling and having fun out there. She tends to be pretty competitive and hard on herself. So if she's smiling, I mean, that's what the girls try to get, is Reagan to smile. So, but yeah, she's just a wall up there, and the same thing, her name's out there now in Northern Indiana, and that's fun, you know, as a coach and your program, that they are recognized and they're going to be awarded for those efforts. Yeah. So
great job this season.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. It was a fun year, and definitely the senior class will be missed. You know, their legacy here at Warsaw will go on and live through the younger girls, and they've been a great example of Warsaw volleyball in our culture.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Ryan and boys soccer about their season, which was also great. We'll do that next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Sim Financial Advisors has been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. And we're not just on the sidelines, we're right there with you, strategizing, planning, and helping you score. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and management. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
Tiger Talk continues on News Now Warsaw, brought to you by R&B Car Company with Ryan Berger of the boys' soccer team, who had another outstanding season this year and another exciting postseason run.
Yeah, it was a great season. It was a lot of fun with this team.
When you went into this season, there were holes to fill, seniors that had graduated. You knew that you had some guys that had to, use the cliche words, step up. And it felt like they did. Do you feel like that?
Oh, absolutely. We graduated 9 starters off last year's team. And whenever you lose 9 starters, everybody looks at your team and thinks you're going to have a down year. But when I look at Warsaw Athletics in a whole and our team, I want to be to the place that we reload and we're not rebuilding. And I think this senior class stepped up and really filled those holes.
And that says a lot about not only your under varsity coaches, your JV coach, but also the JV kids from last year who didn't use that as a way to pout because they weren't on the varsity. They used it to get better and to be ready when they got on the varsity.
Yeah, absolutely. You usually want your juniors and seniors to play varsity, of course, but sometimes the spots, you just can't get every junior on varsity, so they have to play, you know, 2 or 3 years maybe on JV, and you you hope those kids don't quit. And you've seen, Roger, over a couple years at Warsaw where we might have a JV player for 3 years come into our varsity player and be a starter. And when you have that, that's a good spot to be for a coach, and that's where we want to be.
And you take a new team like that, almost word for, you know, player for player, brand new. You start the season at Carroll against a team that's going to be good and everybody knows they're going to be good. And you got a 1-1 draw. What do you remember about that? And then obviously you played them in the tournament, season come full circle. Talk about how far your kids came between that first match and when you got to the end.
Yeah, I think that first match, I remember exactly how we got scored on, of course. I remember, you know, scoring on them, but I do remember in the second half we made some adjustments and we were really attacking them. They played 3 back, which left their outsides open, and we really tried to attack that. They offensively, they didn't put a ton of pressure on us, and that happened in the first game and the second game that we played them. But they're a good team. They're just a solid team. All those Fort Wayne guys, they know how to play. They were well coached, and going into that game, you know, it took the full 80 minutes plus 2 overtimes to get to a PK shootout that we went into the 6th shooter. So we went into sudden death PKs. And I think that talks about the depth of our team. We not only did we have to have the starters, the subs to do a game like that, but then it wasn't our top 5 shooters that won the game for us. It was that 6th shooter that was able to jump in there.
And normally in a shootout like that, your 5 guys know they're the 5 and they're ready. How ready are guys 6 through 10?
Well, they were ready about 2 minutes before they had to go up there. So we we work on PKs. I keep stats, so the guys kind of know where they're at. But the top five know where they're at. The six, I kind of wait for that. And I didn't really talk about it too much because I don't want the guys to be tight in that overtime, saying that you're going to be one of the five. So after that overtime and it was time to go, we just said, all right, you're our top five. You're going. And then once we got to like, once we got the five out there, then I told the next five, start warming up. And then looking at those next five, I said, all right, who wants to go first? Who's feeling confident? So,
wow.
Yeah.
That says a lot about that young man that stepped up there first.
Yeah. It was Sam Lara that decided to go for it. And, he's a sophomore, but he took that PK like a senior.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a hard way. You've lost some matches that way in the tournament, and it had to be very rewarding to win one finally that way.
Yeah, for sure. It was bittersweet because you know what the other coach and players are feeling. But at the same time, we felt that last year with Noblesville, and it just felt good to get past that first round of regionals. That's the farthest we've gotten in the 5 years that I've been here as a coach. And I don't know how long it's been since we played in the regional championship game as a program.
Yeah, I remember that because we went to state that year, but I don't remember how long ago that's been. It's been quite a while ago. Then the next week, you got to take on a Harrison team that's really good. You get behind early, and that's when you get behind early in that kind of match, that your stress level just goes through the roof.
Oh, absolutely. It was, I thought we had a good game plan. I told the guys what I thought we needed to do to win, and 2 minutes in, we had a foul, free kick, goal for them, and it was when you're down two, or when you're down 1-0 with 2 minutes into the game, that puts you in a really hard spot, and you're just battling back. And at that point in the regional championship, you're down to the final eight teams in the state. You're not playing against anybody easy. So that was a hard game. That was a hard one. But we battled back. We were down 2-0, and we got it back to 2-1 with 13 minutes left, and just tried to throw everything at them for that last 13 minutes.
What a rewarding group of guys to work with. Talk about your kids.
Yeah, when I say that we reload and not just rebuild, you know, I think about the senior class, and we had a lot of seniors this year, but all of them contributed in different ways. Just kind of looking at my list of seniors here, it's Finley Bailey is the type of leader and type of kid you want on every single team. He's our goalie. He had so many shutouts this year, but I think what he meant to the team off the field is even more than he meant to the team on the field. And you just know that that kid's going to be successful in whatever he does. Darvin Perez Ramirez, this kid is just such a hard worker. Last year he had to quit the team because he had to get a job to help out with the family. And he came back this year and just said, Coach, I'm committed and I'm doing this. And it wasn't a type of kid that quit because he was unhappy. It's a kid that had to quit to provide and help provide for his family. So for him coming back, that was huge for him this year. Luke Barbosa was an outside defender that just shut things down. He was big, strong, and fast, and he was great to have. I've been coaching him. So most of these guys are the same age as my son, so I've been coaching them since they were 8 years old. So I could tell you about how they play on the field, but I know just as much about them off the field and care and love about these guys. Isaac Enciso, he did a great job just as a teammate this year, and in that last game, we had a lot of opportunities in the air that we didn't take advantage of. So he's the best player in the air on our team. So I brought him in with, I think, 15, 20 minutes left. And he got an assist for us. He's the one that got us back into the game against Lafayette. And then you have the Lennox brothers, Camden and Logan. And they were the type of kids that they were our center backs. And it was kind of fun having the Twin Towers back there. And again, great kids off the field. Ash Alt, he was injured most of the season last year, but just came back this season with an attitude that he was going to be back where he started his junior year, and he just was an outside mid for us, did great job for us, a great leader for us. Miguel Kakawa, he had a really bad broken leg his junior year that kept him out most of the year. And when he got back this year, he was like the fastest in the 2 mile time. He just came to work. He knew he wanted to prove something this senior year, and he ended up starting for us in the center mid. I know. I told you I had a lot of seniors.
Yeah.
So, they're all important. They're all special. So Juan Ramirez for us again. I've been coaching him since he was 8. He is just a hard worker on the outside, but also just an ultimate team player. Every team event we had, he was like the first one to be there, the last one to leave, just because he enjoyed his team. And a lot of talks with him about what are the next steps. So it's not, he's just a kid that has, he knows what his future is going to be, and he's going to work hard to get there. Tanner Reynolds, he started as an outside force this year, and he moved to a pivotal position in the center mid. And I think when he did that, our team really changed and had even more success because of him in that position. Stevie Saldivar, he is a, how do you explain Stevie? He is just a ball of energy on the field. He's the tough guy on the field. He's the one that if something's happening with your team, he's going to be in the middle of it, protecting your team, getting your team hyped up. And he's that like spark plug, if that's the right word for it. And if you know Stevie, you love Stevie. Sometimes he drives you nuts, but you love Stevie.
Well, he's a guy that the other team hates,
yeah,
right? And your team loves.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what he is. And Diego Cuizzo, but he, just to be honest, he tried out for the team 4 years, and he made it his senior year. And he never gave up. He kept going. He kept pushing. And he is just a fan favorite. You've probably been to games where as soon as Diego gets subbed in, the crowd goes crazy. One of my favorite stories is Diego got in. He had a free kick from around 25, 30 out. And this kid can put it on frame. He could score goals from that position. He kicked the ball directly into the wall on the ground. And he came out of the game. And I asked us, like, Diego, what happened? And he said the fans were cheering so much for him, he couldn't feel his legs, so he didn't. But just a great kid. You have Noah Callhill, again, just a great kid, a kid that is a great leader for our team. He actually stepped in at the beginning of the season, and he was a starter for us and as an outside back and did an amazing job. Daniel Ruzza, he was an exchange student from Italy, came in and just meshed with the guys really well. It was really fun having him around this year. And then Callan O'Brien, just the machine of our team, the thing that made our team go, not just an awesome player, but just an awesome kid, a lot of fun to have around. Multiple times he was doing conditioning with no shoes because he forgot them, or he'd be wearing his golf shorts to practice because he forgot them. So he's just a fun kid that doesn't realize how good he is. And I think that's when you have a really good team, when your best player is the hardest worker. And that's what Callan is for us.
Yeah. Great season this year. Thank you for all your help. We're looking forward to seeing what you put together after replacing 16 seniors the last 2 years.
Yeah, we're excited for it. But again, it's like I said, we hope we can reload and we don't have to rebuild. And there's a lot of kids on that JV team that want to prove just like these guys did.
Okay. Ryan Berger of Boys Soccer will come back and wrap up next here on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of sleepy boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you got to be careful or you're going to pay too much. There's interest rates.
I know!
Looking for the must-have gift of the season for your household? Look no further. Surf Internet has you covered with blazing fast fiber optic internet. Enjoy all-in pricing, no hidden fees, and price lock for life. We'll even give you up to a $100 gift card when you sign up for a qualifying plan. Call 844-955-SURF or visit surfinternet.com to learn more about how to get your Visa Rewards gift card. Happy holidays from Surf Internet. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
Whether your business is on the farm or in town, Crossroads Bank wants to help you succeed. That's why Crossroads Bank offers competitive rates and friendly service with their business loans. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or in person at their locations in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
That's going to do it for this week. Good luck to the cross-country teams today as they compete. Good luck to the Lady Tigers. The basketball team beginning their season with a scrimmage at home against Belmont. That starts at 10:30, so just a little bit from now. Hope to see you over there. I'll be there practicing, getting ready for the season, too. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results. We will see you next week. Coach Curtis will be in studio, and we'll be talking cross-country with Jason Fleming and Matt Campbell after their state finals experience today. Good luck to them. Bring home a podium finish. Both of you, we're proud of you, excited for how your day is going to go today. Thanks to all our sponsors, especially RV Car Company and The Diner for feeding our people during the fall sports season. We thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.